Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm Larry Halverson of ESPN New York 98.7 FM. I have the pleasure of talking to you about the man you're about to listen to, Doc Stanley, the legendary Doc Stanley. I always say before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. When you listen to Doc Stanley, you have to appreciate the knowledge, the connection. When he's at the ballpark during baseball, he's around the water cooler talking to the athletes. When he's at the basketball games, he's in the locker room talking to players, talking to general managers, talking to front office personnel to bring you the insight why people make the decisions they make. When he's on the ice skating rink, he's talking to some of the few African-American, African-Canadian, African players who are on the ice right now making a difference. You are listening to Doc Stanley on Fourth and Death.
Doc Stanley, Sports and Death, once again, live. But ladies and gentlemen, once again, open your show. John Coltrane, Sports and Death. Quickly into play. Good luck. Thank you so much for that. Happy Sports, happy day. Well, we thank you so much for watching. Thank you. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As we have been for this whole time here in Villa for today's Sally Brazza restaurants, Restaurantes. Number one 3-star hotel in all of Brazil. We're broadcasting live from Justino's Trapajada. We're in the park. 5-star hotel extraordinary here in Fortaleza, Brazil, Chichitos, and of course, GJC Productions, Pedro Corporate Macho. So we'll be bringing Billy Paul. Billy Paul will be in Brazil this month. Now, back in April, all of May is gone. Billy Paul comes back. The man who is, let's say, number one cantorio, the Inglês, for Dia Namorada, June 12th, 11 days away, Valentine's Day in Brazil. Love you, Lord. Thank you for all things, and just so good to be here. Doc Stanley, Blog Talk, very interesting. And we're looking for Mel Cosell Smith Jr. to join us along with the First Lady of SIND Sports, Lady A. And we will be talking about a host of things. Get well wishes to Mookie Blaylock, serious car accident, was on life support at one time. Blaylock. The number one pick by the New Jersey Nets at one time. And remember meeting Mookie on a couple of occasions, have a pair of the spikes in the Touch and Drive Sports and Death Entertainment Artifacts Hall of Fame. And at the desk in the New York studios as a pitcher, a great Polaroid shot of me and Mookie, who was doing a promotion at McDonald's or Burger King. And that's got to be 2 decades ago easily. Car accident. Someone was killed in the accident. Other people kind of seriously hurt. One person was not seriously hurt. We all have Blaylock in our prayers here. And another strange thing, Mike Adams, offensive tackle, second-year offensive tackle of the Pittsburgh Steelers, was stabbed. An incident came about where he confronted three gentlemen trying to take his van in front of the house. And in the process, like he said, he was lucky, just got stabbed. Going to sideline him for a little while, but he's going to be well, and most importantly, he's alive and well. So that, two of the stories. Tiger Woods just the worst round of golf in his life the other day. Bogeys everywhere. The number one golfer in the world, and the man considered probably by me the number one golfer of all time. Just not playing at the par at Jack Nicklaus's Memorial, which he's won in the past. In fact, and winning in the past, it's sort of been the segue into winning the second leg. of the Grand Slam of golf, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, moving right along at the French Open. Derek Jeter, still a lot of concerns here. Derek has not been back yet. I mean, it was thought that Derek last his injury, off season, rehab would come on in and be okay, and it's not turned out that way. And I think we may be looking at a deadly group of Mariano Rivera, who got hurt last year. Looking at it, because last year he came back because he didn't want to go out that way. I think Derek may be looking at the downhill side of a stellar career, greatest Yankee shortstop in the history of the Yankees, greatest shortstop in the history of New York City baseball, one of the greatest shortstop in the history of baseball, period. Derek Sanderson Jeter, where's number two? Because of that, but second to none, both as a player and a person. Everything Joe DiMaggio was supposed to be and everything that Mickey Mantle wasn't. A real live American hero. Derek Sanderson Jeter. Now, when you see Derek, his class, his character, epitome of what the Yankees are supposed to be. Class, character, and champions. And Derek is all of that. Champion, class act, and superstar on and off the baseball diamond. And he is that, a rare diamond in the game of life and in the game of baseball. Talking to Buck Showalter, manager of the year last year, AL, and Joe Torre, the great manager of the Yankees. And they both said the thing that stood out about Derek, among the many things that are stellar about Derek Sanderson Jeter, is his ability to coexist in the fishbowl of New York City and never, ever stumble, never, ever fall into a ill wind or a downhill side, which you have to say so much to about the Williams sisters. You know, Serena and Venus got knocked out first round at the French Open. But it's what you say, too, about the Williams sisters, you know, their ability. And I remember Julius Erving. I say the first draft playing to Julius Erving. I used to always say, Julius always talked about never putting all your eggs in one basket. And the Williams sisters have done a tremendous job of being great, great tennis players, and yet not being solely dedicated, enhanced, and consumed by tennis. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Play, and then they take these times off to do other things. It's like, oh, wow, you know, that they're not really dedicated. When they sort of consume tennis, ingest it, it's like, well, you know, it's, you know, it's that way. Now they're kind of too dedicated, and you know, just can't win. If they win, you know, well, wow, you know, they're, you know, when they apply themselves to the game, they don't get the recognition and cool as they should. George Willis wrote a great story a couple of years ago after they came out of the Olympics. You know, they are the first set of sisters and tennis players to win the Olympics indoors. Serena, I think, is the only player ever to win the Olympics and also win the gold medal. But you just never hear enough of the kudos they should get. But also, it's because of Derek Jeter that where they're both on the same playing level. You never hear any negativity about the Williams sisters. Never had been an altercation. I mean, they made a big deal out of that thing when Serena, a couple of years, said something to the line judge. There's America. America is the land of the free, home of the free, freedom of speech. As long as you are speaking as minority, what, you know, white America wants you to say. I mean, you know, it's time to go with dog John McEnroe. And it's amazing, too, how people had a lot of dislike for John because of John's verbal ability to say, I mean, you know, tell somebody to jump off the roof, but, you know, that don't mean that they have to jump off the roof. And then because you told them to jump off the roof, don't mean that they have to. And once again, speaking about the Williams sisters and Derek Sanderson Jeter, class acts, and you've never heard negativity in public, car accidents, profanity displayed at a waitress, just class acts and true champions and authors in which they pertain and perform it. And with that, we will now go into Mel, who will now bring you all into the area in which he's calling so deaf.
Yeah,
the sports.
Call it. All right, bye.
Morning. Bring us in, Rooney. Tony, bring us into the sports and information. The great Lady A is here too. We're going to talk about the sweet science. But Rooney, can you bring us in? Rooney is okay. Lady A is here. Rooney.
The doctor.
Okay, Rooney, let's bring us in. This wasn't that nation. We're waiting on you.
I'm here. We got to hang up. Buzzing or beeping. Do you hear it? Can you hear me, Doc?
I can hear you, Rooney. You're coming in on.
Well, let me introduce. Let me introduce. Look, if I can be heard, and if that's the case, the Deaf Nation is here. The Sports and Deaf panel is here. I'm Mo Smith Jr. I'm here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God, the radio network. And obviously, the stronger stir, the drink is here. And that is indeed the incomparable. Doc, please take it away, good doctor.
Thank you, Winnie.
Quite well.
We're going to for Lady Ada joining us.
Yeah,
Rooney, I'm showing you
a sign. Doc, I'm going to call back on another line and see if I can get rid of that technical difficulty. But they will be calling in momentarily. Be right back.
10-4. Okay. So, Lord Rooney. You know, Adrian, the thing that everybody seems to be really concerned about. Everybody really concerned about. I mean, I know Dusty was. Alvarez would do a catch-all weight, but Mayweather with six fight contract showing a lot of intellect going right now too. I mean, it was something that had to do because he wanted Floyd to commit him before the fight with Guerrero. They said in fairness of
Doc, I'm hearing a busy signal in the background. Hello?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Hello?
Yeah. I just don't understand why we're getting a busy tone. Let me. Okay. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's Rooney.
It's gone now.
Okay, Rooney's line. Yeah. That's the other line that Rooney's coming. Coming on. I don't know why we're getting that with him. Hold tight. Yeah. So we'll get that out. Okay. I don't know. There seem to be a lot of concerns about Alvarez. I mean, even to the point of the Alvarez camp of wanting Floyd to commit to fighting after fighting Guerrero, Floyd. In a sense, I think of professionalism and courtesy. Said, "Hey, look, I can't to a post fight before a pre fight, just out of respect to the opponent and the fact of where I want to put channel." So with that, there was talk or concern about the fight wasn't going to happen. I'm not going to fight, and it was the fight Rooney talked about that was inevitable. It's going to happen, and I think what it shows too is once again we talked about that the other day, and somebody said, you know, who's the best promoter in boxing right now? And it's Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy. I mean, this is De La Hoya and Golden Boy, what Floyd has put together, and it once again validates Lady A, what we've always said, and it was reluctance. It was the unprofessionalism. It was the personal vendetta of top-ranked boxing did make Pacquiao and Mayweather, First Lady?
I think, Doc, like I always tell you, I think you can't just pinpoint it down to one thing. I think it's a multitude of things when it comes to Bob Arum. And if you see now, you see the emergence of Cotto with his own promotional company. You see Mayweather with his own promotional company. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's a 36-month deal he's got with Showtime to do, what, five fights or something like that, right? You see that? You're seeing De La Hoya now, who used to be in the top right now, with Bernard Hopkins making these fights that, once again, our man Harold mentioned, if you give these fans what they want, which is great fights with great fighters, you're gonna bring back boxing again to what it used to be. And I think that's all evident based on, because really, think about it now. Is anybody really talking about Pacquiao? No, you know who they're talking about right now? Lucas Matisse and Mayweather.
I mean, listen, what I'm saying here is as Mayweather being made validates the fact that Pacquiao Mayweather was not made because it's a fight that top rank didn't want to happen. And now you've just said how the flourishing of Mayweather and De La Hoya in the vein and in the venue of boxing is doing so well. I mean, I think that validates that it was top ranking. And if we look back at it, I mean, I just think it's an obvious situation. Pacquiao continued to fight people in his own stable, Cloudy, and then the fact that he turns around and fought Margarito. I mean, you can't tell me once again that he didn't sit to make the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. I think if Rooney would concur with me, I think the record shows that it was a fight that he wanted to make. And the fact that we've got Alvarez and Mayweather so readily, I think validates as far as from the Mayweather point of view. You know, the thing that people kept harping about was Mayweather's talking about these tests. Well, over the last 2 years, with these constant suspensions, Mayweather was on the right track. But I mean, I just think that it was a fight that Top Rank did not want to make. Top Rank didn't have it was their mindset because they kept fighting each other, keeping all the money. But if you're talking about the betterment of boxing, I think it's just obvious. I think it's obvious that Top Rank did not want to make that fight. It did not make the fight, and the guy that suffered the most, I think, is Pacquiao.
Yeah, also you got to look at it, too, and I've said it before. I think that the two Pacquiao losses, although I've said before he didn't lose that Bradley fight, but he was handed the loss, I think that also kind of has put a negative light on Pacquiao as well, because now if he decides to come back, which we already know he is, he's going to end up fighting Brandon Rios, but you know, I think that he's still going to have to prove to people that he's what he used to be. And I think whereas before it was people were coming to him to prove themselves, now he has to come to other people and prove himself once again. So,
well, you know, and quickly, we want to...
Yeah, Doc, when I get a chance, let me piggyback off that when you get a chance, Doc. I got to say something about
what Lady A said. You're going to 47 seconds. We just want to extend get well wishes. I don't know what the latest Mookie Blaylock, former number one pick of the New Jersey Nets, one of the finest the game of basketball, serious car accident, was on life support at one time. We're told that he is off life support in the accident at person. Two other injured, if I'm correct, and also one was able to walk away. Blaylock, as we always talk about the sports and death presence, next Museum Hall of Fame. And Sneakers is there, a picture in the New York studios. Is me and Blaylock at an affair a decade or more so ago. His family, as well as all here at Blog Talk, Trust and God, Sports and Death Radio, for recovery, and it's just something that sort of saddens us. Car accident, Mookie Blaylock airlifted to the hospital, one of the fine human beings and basketball players in NBA history, and also Mike Adams, still an offense in front of his house, and some people, three guys, trying to steal his van. We don't know if any apprehensions were made. Nothing life-threatening. He's going to be all right. So we also extend good well wishes to him. We'll talk about Tiger Woods. Tiger had a bogey the other day. We'll have to see how the rest of that turns out for the number one player in golf, and the guy considered probably the number one player in the history of a quick run here, gang. And Rooney, we'll get let you come back on that Mayweather thing, but let's go into the Lock Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Opening up the show, as we said, get well wishes to the Lock, drafted by the then New Jersey Nets. Now, the Nets, also one of the fine point guards in the history of the NBA, a former All Star in the scene of a car accident. They're looking at death in the situation, and also the fact they walk away. They locked at one time on life support. Mike Adams, the Pittsburgh Steelers staff, in services as a good gentleman. Brian Hopkins, back in the ring again. Seahawks, once again, he spends his time, oldest man ever.
Well, can you guys hear me? Because you're coming in a bit low. I can barely hear you both. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mel.
What about Doc? Can you hear me, Doc?
Let it flow, Rooney. Let it flow.
Let me say this, that number one, I agree with Lady 100%. And I said this earlier, weeks ago, months ago, that all this talk, pardon me, all this talk about boxing being dead was of a poppycock and balderdash. I said this before, boxing was never dead. They just didn't have, they weren't giving people the quality fights, especially for their pay-per-view monies, and weren't giving them quality decisions. I mean, people, first of all, they'd have one decent headline fight, and the end of the cards were lousy, basically, to speak of. It basically wasn't worth it. What did they get for pay-per-view these days? $50, $55, $60 wasn't worth it. You'd have one maybe halfway decent fight, and the rest of the undercard stunk. Number two, the decisions were lousy. I mean, guys were getting robbed left and right, where you'd look at the judges and say, what the hell were they watching? They obviously didn't see the same fight that I just saw. Foxy was never dead. It was, you give the people, as the great Lady A would say, if you give the people what they want, they will come. If you give them quality matches and quality competitive fights, they will come. they will appreciate and they will be back. If you give them rightful decisions and not robberies and fight after fight after fight, they will come because they know that, hey, the person that I thought won the fight, the judges thought won the fight. Fine. That's why MMA and them was getting so much more play than they were, because you figured, hey, if those fights went to decisions 9 out of 10 times, the folks that you thought were supposed to win the fight got the decision. Number two, Doc, in regard to you, let me say this in regard to the upcoming Alvarez-Mayweather fight. I think, as you said, that some of the powers that be never wanted that Pacquiao fight to happen. And like you said, that's evidenced by the fight that, hey, come September, we're going to get Alvarez and Mayweather, which is going to be considered a quality fight and do huge. I'm sorry, we're having some type of a fire thing going on, apparently. But they're going to do huge pay-per-view numbers, Doc. Not only is that going to be considered just a huge draw with both parties, but they're going to do huge pay-per-view money with the Floyd Mayweather, another Alvarez fight. And as I say before, the great Lady A gets on my case, as we talked earlier about this, and as you got on my case the last time we talked, Doc, along with the good hoopster, I'm picking Alvarez to win this Rumble. I'm picking him to beat Floyd and hand him his first loss as a professional and take that O away. Because, as I told the great Lady A earlier, and I told you the other week ago, I see something.
And Doc,
my response to that, to Rooney, was,
huh?
My response to Rooney was, wake up, Rumpelstiltskin. Wake up. Wake up.
Yeah, Doc, she actually said that.
It's like he's got a Ouija board or something there. You know what I mean? He sees something. Okay, Rooney.
Although Doc, I'll say this, and Rooney and I spoke about it earlier today. I will say that Alvarez does have the power to hit Mayweather the way that Sugar Shane hit him in that fight. Even though Sugar Shane didn't follow up with it, he can rock Mayweather if he gets him. But I was telling Rooney.
I was telling you this.
Did not tell you this. Alvarez was not responding well to Trout's jabs,
and
Mayweather is a jabber. He will jab you.
You're right. But my point was this, Doc, and I mean it sincerely. It's like, are you serious? I'm like, no, I am, Doc. I'm having the feeling that if Alvarez can go the 12-round distance and he finishes that fight on his feet, he is going to get the Duke, rightly or wrongly. Now, I'm not saying whether he's going to deserve to get the Duke or not. I am telling you, as we stay here, what is this, June 1st, that if Alvarez
I don't see Alvarez getting a decision.
Let me just finish this point,
Stranger things have happened. Iron Barkley,
I just want to say this point. If Alvarez finishes on his feet, Doc, he's going to get the Duke. Now, you've heard it here first, Doc.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what, Rooney? I'm going to tell you this.
If he goes the distance, he's going to get the decision. I'm telling you, Doc, now.
But Rooney, remember that Vegas is Mayweather's hometown, and he has fought in MGM before.
If we were talking about the fight
being in Texas, I would agree with you because of it being in Texas, but Vegas is Mayweather's town.
He has
fought in MGM numerous times. MGM is his venue.
That crowd will be divided the day of that fight.
Once again, Lady A has come up with a point which validates her legacy as Barbara Hopkins, foremost female boxing expert of this generation, and the fact that just a little minute thing as Mayweather at the MGM, it's the home field advantage. Alvarez is not going to go 12 rounds with Mayweather and I'll box with Mayweather. I never forget.
Doc, you know, also one of the things too, Doc, just to add one more thing, Doc, to what you just said is, I think they're fighting at a catch weight for this fight.
152 pounds is the catch weight.
Yeah, 152. Now Mayweather is not the kind of guy. I don't really see, especially Mayweather, because he's so into staying in shape. I don't really see him having a problem meeting that weight. I mean, for goodness sake, it's only like, what, 5 pounds more? But remember that Alvarez is going to, once he hydrates, he's going to be a lot heavier.
He's going to be in his 50, 65, maybe 70 pound range,
Jay. He's going to be a lot heavier, but he's going to be a lot slower. He's going to be a lot, and that's going to be advantageous in 2 points for Mayweather. The accessibility hit him, and the accessibility to have Alvarez chase him, which is going to tire Alvarez. You know, Floyd, the thing that makes Floyd, I mean, he's pretty boy.
Well, that's all dependent, too, on, I mean, that's all dependent, too, Doc, on Alvarez's footwork and if he's able to cut off the ring. Like, I haven't really been impressed.
My thing, lady, it's not going to, forget the footwork.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be bigger, which means he's going to be, which have more weight to carry around that ring.
Right.
Jason Mayweather, that's going to be a disadvantage. That's going to be a disadvantage. I mean, he's going to be, but what does that mean if you're sitting on the bench? And basically, that's it. I mean, he's not going to be able to hit Floyd. And
He's going to go to the body with Floyd in this fight, Doc. He's not going to be headhunting. He's going to go to the body and
Floyd.
Bing, bing, bing.
The body's not going to be there. Get it. Here's a break here. That's a really quick. Billy Paul will be in Brazil. Fortaleza here on. And he's opened up Dia de Namorada, which is Valentine's Day here in Brazil. On the 12th, he'll open it in São Paulo, and then the next quick break. And listen to the song that made Billy Paul the legend he is, the Valentine's Day Man in Brazil. A quick break here on sports. The legendary. His name is Paul Williams, but he's better known as the one and only Billy Paul. Again.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going. Hope you know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligation. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. And Mrs. Jones.
Iconic.
I
signature song. No question about it. We don't know if it's a song that made him or not, but it's definitely a signature song. He did. Also, look at June's birthday this month. Look, he wasn't even one day. A boxing present from MSG. Roberto Duran on the 16th. Derek Sanders and Jeter on the 26th. Listen, on the 27th. And I tell you, you know, I've met the Simpson birthday wishes out today as my daughter and my uncle. And hey, I believe the Hoopster has a birthday. Doc Stanley, Blog Talk Radio, live from Fort Lauderdale,
Brazil. The Hoopster. That's our boy.
And once again, yeah, we got some big fines, $5,000 fines, leaving on Shanks and other players for flopping. Elgin Baylor, you know, Rooney, I've always said this, that when you start the all-time basketball team, that the first forward you pick is Elgin Baylor, number 22. And I found that, you know, life is a tremendous thing. You just thank God for it. You know, you learn something every day, and for the longest time, the thought was that Elgin Baylor had never won a championship, but Baylor did. The 71 Lakers who won the championship, Baylor started the season with them, played the first 9 games and retired, but was part of that team and was to have a championship ring. So that just puts the icing on the cake on the guy who, 27 points, 13 rebounds a game. The Elgin record for points in a playoff game, 61, until Jordan surpassed it with 63, a 3-point game. 1 year, Elgin Baylor averaged 9.
Hello?
Hey, anybody there?
Yeah. Shots breaking up.
Yeah, I'm having some kind of technical issue. I think I just heard Doc, get back.
Doc? Hello?
Hey, are we going to ring around the rosy here, my dear? Where are we going, Doc?
Doc? Goose.
Well, since we have no Doc, I think we'll boost our ratings by me proposing to you on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
goodness. You have to do something to get a ratings boost with no Doc. Doc, you're back.
Hello? I think he's still out.
Hey, well, anyway, while we're waiting for Doc, let me just say this, as I was trying to say before we got into Elgin Bell and the rest.
Right.
I see something, and I'm telling you that if that fight goes the distance, that Carmelo Alvarez is going to get the decision. I'm sticking
But why, Rooney? What do you think is making that? Why are you thinking is in your mind that's making you think that?
I'm thinking that the kid's like extremely popular, and by the way, he may have fought in Vegas, which I know he has done a number of times. But that's going to be a divided fight crowd. That fight's not going to be 70% Floyd. The crowd's not going to be 70% Floyd.
Mm.
If you say 55-45, maybe 60-40, maybe, but I don't think so. I think that's going to be a pretty evenly divided, crowd. I think Alvarez has the kind of star power where people are going to travel to see him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I'm telling you, that crowd is not going to be 70-30 when they finally. When they finally rumble in September, it's not going to be 70 Floyd, I'm telling you.
Right.
And should that fight go for 12 rounds?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, if that fight is anywhere in their close, I'm not saying he's actually going to beat Floyd or that he has the talent to actually beat Floyd, but if that fight is anywhere near competitive over 12 rounds, I think Alvarez is going to get the Duke. I really do.
You know what it is though? I mean, we've said it before with prior fighters, that I don't really see Alvarez being all that seasoned enough to beat Floyd Mayweather. Like I told you on the phone today, I said to you, it's not taking away and telling you that he's not a good fighter. You know, good fighters could go in there and they'll fight, okay. But in order to be fight, you can't be good. You can't be great. You have to be phenomenal.
True.
And that right there is synonymous. You have to be phenomenal to beat him. Did you see what he did to Guerrero in that round where it was like he hit him with so many punches with his right hand? Then to find out, I mentioned this on that other show that we did where I was saying, Rudy, why was they saying, oh, you know, like, well, what did you do to your hand? And I'm like, why are you asking that question? What you need to be asking is, okay, how did you finish this guy with your right hand and you thinking it's possibly broken?
Rooney,
he was destroying him with the right hand. Destroying him with the right hand.
Seriously, with all due respect, though, seriously, Guerrero's skill level was nowhere near Floyd. I mean, this skill level was nowhere near Floyd's.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Decent skills.
See, I don't think anyone's skill level really is.
I know, but
even the caliber
near as strong as Alvarez is gonna be. I mean, he's not gonna have the strength, the muscle, the. I mean, you have to understand that as great as Floyd is, and the kid is great, whatever you think of him and his braggadocio. Hey, if he makes one wrong mistake with Alvarez, he get knocked out with his.
I agree. And I'm not going to disagree with you. I agree in that point. But I don't think that Floyd is the type of guy that's going to be willing to make those mistakes in the ring. And when I say that sort of like when I talk about Bernard. Bernard is a counter fighter. And Bernard he capitalizes on your mistakes. And that's the same argument I make about Mayweather, which is that.
Yeah, I think I heard Doc back for a second. Doc, you there?
Yeah.
So you know what? You really don't have to expound. Mayweather's last fight told you where his mindset was.
Right.
I had to have my father in my corner because my father says the less you get hit, the longer you last. His defenses, that was one of the greatest defensive displays of boxing I've ever seen. I mean, I think people have, and this is where, you know, you people, my crew, and yes, I'm very vain about what y'all are to me as people and what you bring to this show. I'm very vain about your intellect. Still, it's the sweet science. You know, I mean, we've talked about some outstanding fights, but boxers don't fight. Boxers box.
Doc, listen, and this is what I told Rooney today when we spoke briefly on the phone. And I said to Rooney, I said, I still have not seen Alvarez put together punch combinations, okay?
Good point.
Much less put together combinations like Mayweather, which we know are far and few the amount of people that can do that in boxing today.
Not only that,
okay?
Let's go a step further. It wasn't until he fought Trout that he really fought anybody of any substance.
I just said that earlier.
He did make that point a lot.
And that's a fight that was, in a lot of ways, you know, we don't know if Trout was the same Trout that when the
wasn't fight the same guy, Doc. Wasn't the same guy
at all. No question about it. But the thing is that You know, I tell you what Alvarez did show me in that fight. Alvarez showed me some defensive skills that I didn't think he had.
Well, hold on a second, Doc. Because like I told Rooney, he really didn't seem to have much of an answer to that jab.
I mean, we all know
that Mayweather's key thing is that jab. He'll throw that stick out there to you all day.
Nope, Lady A, no question about that. I'm just saying, though, once again, all that plays into Mayweather's hand. If he's going to try to get defensive, that, again, is a detriment to him and advantageous to Floyd. I mean, you know, because...
Hey, but by the same... Not to interrupt, but by the same token, as Lady A acknowledged earlier and on the show when we were waiting for your turn, this kid can knock Floyd out with either hand, Doc. This kid can't make the mistakes he made. Floyd can't make the mistakes and be as nonchalant as he is with, has been with these other guys. He can get knocked out with either hand with this kid, Doc. This kid is very strong.
Yeah, but the point is, it's like a hitter. I mean, you may be a home run hitter, but you're not going to be hitting Koufax, Drysdale, Gibson, Marichal, Seaver. Yeah, I don't care what kind of power you've got. You're not going to hit them. He's not going to hit Mayweather. I mean, and this is the thing that, you know, you got to take your hat off to Mayweather. Whatever differences he had with his dad, you know, here's a guy that said, you know what, hey, you know what? I don't like Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb is a racist son of a dog. Ty Cobb is the Ku Klux Klan member. It's the bottom of the ninth. We're down by a run. Cobb is on the bench. My cousin's on the bench. You know, and I've got Mickey Mantle on the bench. I'm sending Ty Cobb to the plate. And what he did is to maybe refocus himself, keep himself sharp. Yeah, and we don't know how bad the situation was. Dead. He brought his dad back. And the biggest thing when how much I miss Emmanuel Stewart. Emo Griffith talked about when he first got with Gil Clancy. Gil Clancy, for the first 2 months, had him learning defense. Defense. Because the game is, if I hit you three times, hit me once, I win the round. I mean, listen, I've said this before. There's only three guys.
Doc, also remember this, too. In the fight that De La Hoya had with Trinidad, he told him, you know, he needed to box and not get hit because Trinidad, you know, they were trying to avoid Trinidad hitting De La Hoya, you know.
Right,
and when you think, when you equate that to Mayweather, you know, and him understanding the importance of who he's facing and not and utilizing, and utilizing that technique, it is like one of the biggest things in boxing. Doctor's main thing is understanding the science and not getting hit in that ring. Because whoever is able to hit the person first and to hit the person as much as possible without getting hit is the person that's going to win the fight. And a lot of times guys have under the misconception that, oh, if I throw all these punches, I'm going to win the fight. No, you don't have to punch. You don't only have to punch. You have to land and land convincingly enough. So the
Lady
judges could say,
so
that the judges could tell you, oh, guess what? You won.
Yeah, because if I fight where the referee stopped, and if you look back at the replay, I threw three.
Doc, you're breaking up.
No, I'm saying we talked about the fight for.
Hello?
Doc, you there? Okay, Doc, there. You're breaking up.
Yeah.
I'm here. And you can see, this is what we're live from tomorrow night. No, because you can, they get old those punches. That's good. But you want the punches around.
Hello?
5% of, yeah. Look, if you look at the just what the great fighter was that nobody hit up on nobody would have been. Access magazine had ran on the cover, and they said, it's like that of about these four ways with But Ali, I mean, you know, nobody hit the league. I mean, that's a big, I mean, friendly. Let's talk about that. I mean,
well, I'm trying to, Doc. I'm only catching like every other word. Yeah. Coming in and out on my line.
Okay, well, I'll just hang
with
me.
Hey, can you hear Doc? Is Aiden here? Can you hear Doc A?
Yeah, nah, he's coming in and out. Like,
yeah, he. I mean, the thing is what. That's the thing that comes out. The pickable style was ingested. And you're talking about things is why some time in boxing, Bernard Hopkins, for example, can't. No. A Toyo guy was. We were close to our four. We've got to, let's take a quick Michael off and back into sports. All right, lights off.
Rui, can you hear him?
Barely.
Yeah, it's like every other word.
Okay.
But I said we were going to do mics on, lights off, so maybe Doc can hear us, say.
Yeah. I think he was saying something about the peekaboo style. And
yeah, he was talking about the peekaboo style.
The defense, yeah,
and
the defense.
Yeah. And he said we're going to go to mics on, you know, lights off. But, Mike, I'm just trying to say that. I was just trying to hold document our music, so I just run away to him. I guess he's signing off, and we're going to come back in. Lights on, lights off.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You know, I was about to say, good doctor, to you and Lady A, that the thing about Floyd, but Floyd has to be worried about Doc, if you want to say use worry is the word, for lack of a better phrase, that he has to be on guard every bit of this fight, because any time in this fight, he can get caught the left hook or the right hand and get out by it. This kid can punch Doc. I mean, he's better defensively than I ever thought, even though I didn't think Trout was the same fight, the same guy who fought... at the Garden, he didn't seem like the same guy. But by the same token, Doc, I think he's going to come in better shape because if it's one thing that the Trout fight taught, him, Doc, is that he has to come in much better shape than he did for Trout. I mean, there were rounds that Alvarez and Lady A and I spoke about this earlier. There were fouls rounds that he literally took off, Doc. And he knows that against a sharpshooter like Floyd, there is no way in hell he's going to be able to take rounds off. So I think he's going to come in much better shape than he did for the Trout fight. I really do. He knows that the stuff he got away with Trout, he's not going to be able to get away with.
Well, it's his question. But, again, I think let's go back and ability to assume. I mean, I said that's the great thing. I've lost, 2 minutes and 10 minutes. I'm not going to knock the guy out. Why? You said 2 points, and that's the thing that I'm I was surprised at his defense display for an offensive fight. I was surprised in some defense. His youth part of his ability and also to go the distance. I don't think the fight was as one-sided as it came out. In fact, I thought Trout should have got a draw. But, you keep the power. And that's all. But, Ali showed that moment. We're telling Ali, if you can't hit me, if I find a way to undetonate your power.
Well, I think defensively, when you talk about Mayweather, his defense is just phenomenal because of his ability of doing a few things. And it's a lot of people also, what they always talk about, in my estimation, and Rooney, you could kind of jump in anytime. One of the things people always talk about with Mayweather is the shoulder parry. But it's not even just a shoulder parry. When you look at Mayweather, it's the head roll and the combination of shoulder parry. And then it's the way he just parries a shot when they come in at him. you see him just do everything so fluidly that he makes boxing look easy. And I sit there sometimes
so
and I marvel at this guy.
He's very accurate.
And I'm like, how is this guy so? He just makes it look so simple
and very
and
accurate
so easy.
In everything
and it,
he does.
Yes, it's just
well,
it's,
you know, maybe Mayweather is gifted. And that's the thing about me. But you see, the guy, Mayweather, is much better offensively than Pernell Whitaker. I mean, Pernell Whitaker strictly, he got all this crew of being the best. He was an outstanding catch the ball, but he damn. About Mayweather.
Like you said, Pernell had amazing hand speed and offensive skills, but the guy couldn't break an egg. Much like Molinology.
Well, hold on a second. Mayweather hasn't really.
The guy can't break an egg.
Mayweather hasn't really knocked out that many guys either. I mean, when you look at him compared to like Alvarez.
It is more minded than what Pernell. Now, I'm not saying he's Joe Namath, Joe Montana, or Warren Moon. He is Phil Simms. He's more offensive minded than Pernell. Because the thing with Floyd will land that good left hand, right? But he isn't talked about. And then how much, my dear beloved friend, he's not consecutive. Good left hand. It reminds me a lot of what they said about Lennox Lewis, and what he knows how to stay the day, and he will not venture far in hit. He will defense, okay. But he if you look when he fought Sugar Shane, left hand. If you're talking, Ray Lynn's going to hit you 15 times. He's not an offensive fighter. He doesn't have, he's not a power. A fight. That's what you see. If he'd been back, he contended, but he never been. Because he doesn't have the power of Gloria, Pryor, Lynn, and that's the thing about Harold Weston. Some great hands, but Harold couldn't hit. But the thing is that he is more an offensive fighter, and he can put in defense. You know, he's not out. And we're saying here, for all purposes, Alvarez will have to have the fight of his life to win this fight.
That's exactly what I was telling. I don't even think if he has the fight of his life, Doc. Like I was telling Rooney, I don't know if you were able to hear us before, but I said to him, I said, you know, you don't have right now. You could be a good fighter and fight Floyd, or you could be a great fighter and fight Floyd. But in order to be Floyd, you have to be a phenomenal fighter.
And I do agree with that. And
okay, a phenomenal
right
fighter,
that,
and that's synonymous.
True.
You have to be a phenomenal
that's
fighter
true.
Because
he's just that good.
He's just that good. You can't just show up and be like, oh, I'm going to be good.
Let me say this, Lady A. Let me make this point just quickly because I have to give him props that I don't think folks realize that I'm giving him. Nobody works harder in this business than Floyd Mayweather. I mean, let's tell it like it is. Nobody works harder than that kid. Like Lady A was saying earlier, the guy's a gym rat, if you will.
Well, you bring a point up. Roger reminds you so of Ray Leonard. Ray looked like he always was 5 pounds from getting back into the ring, or maybe it reminds me of Edgar Barr quality. You know, I was blessed, and blessed to see the greatest show always. You know. This may have stops in the history of man, goodest, but it was never better than Floyd. Then who worked as hard as Floyd, but harder than Floyd. And his uncle told me this. Floyd will be at the mall. What? I'll jog the rest of the way. You know, he sent the case needed to think about the great reason why Roger made the fighting man has this propensity to shape in between fights. And he both said being a phenomenal fighter. This is why Manny Pacquiao would not have the weather. Pacquiao is an outstanding fighter, but Pacquiao is not a phenomenal fighter. He would have beat Pacquiao.
Pacquiao does not have the defense that Mayweather has. Pacquiao's best offense is his defense. Okay? But his best offense is his defense.
His defense is his offense, but go ahead.
Well, the same thing. I just think that comparatively speaking, people kind of overrated a little bit of Pacquiao, you know, and Marquez, he figured it out.
Not only did Pacquiao, and I've always, me and Dusty, the Mayweather fight, if it happened, was he was under, never down, never been knocked out. A guy that was, and when I listened to, remember talking to Birch Sugar and the late Birch Sugar, another group, to also
Randolph
Luther Bella. And you know, when they gave current, this Bernardo ran at 135 and said, "Oh, what are you talking about?" You know, I saw Bert with one arm. 5 rounds against Trump. Lose 5 rounds to one arm guy. And then also I saw the drop printer Whitaker in Virginia. And how do you lose 5 rounds to a one arm fight? I mean, printer was fast. I think it was with main events. But it was just, I mean, the guy that, his own camp with Melvin Taylor.
Hey, Doc, can I make a very, very quick point before we go off there? I know we're coming out of time, and I want to make this point before, you and I and the great Lady A are done. But I have to make this point. I see Alvarez fighting with what I used to call the Marciano system. By that, I mean when Rocky Marciano would fight, Doc, hey, he wasn't just head hunting. He wasn't just body hunting. He would hit anything he could get a hold of, a shoulder, an arm, a rib, a liver, anything that he could hit, he would hit. I see Alvarez doing that in the Floyd fight. Usually, as Lady A said, he gives you the roll with the shoulder and what have you. Well, most guys usually disdain the shoulder and try to head hunt or this one. I think that they're going to have him working on hitting the shoulder. If he gives you the shoulder, I think Alvarez is going to take the shoulder. If he gives you the body, I think Alvarez is going to take the body. I think most of these guys make a mistake of trying to come in here and then play a chess game with Floyd and trying to hit him in the head and whatnot, and you're not going to win a chess game with these guys. Just
listen,
the
best shot anybody has, the best shot that this kid is going to have is a couple of things, Rooney. It is going to be if he's able to, one, make contact, I'm just speaking hypothetically, because to me, Mayweather's got to, you got to catch him to hit him, okay? But the two things that he could possibly do is one, hit the body, and two, if he's able to hit the body, and number two, if he's able to establish himself in the ring and be able to say, okay, let me try to see if I can hit this guy. But he's not going to hit him, and if he goes to the head, he's not going to win. You know, the only way to hit him is to try to hit him in the body. You got to catch the guy.
The point you make is, well, if he does hit him with these little shots to the left, judges are not that as points. Alvarez, he may be winning the battle, but no. I mean, he's not going to hit him enough, period. And then there is, I about the great Henry Armstrong. Armstrong, the way championship of the world. His manager said, "So who's the heavyweight? Right? What about you? You got to do to bring attention to yourself. You the featherweight champion. It ain't no thing." So he became the three-time champion. Yeah. Tremendous point that you made, Rooney, but he's not Mayweather is not going. He does hit Mayweather with those kind of shots. I mean, Mayweather, in a way, in a defensive situation, and the judges are not going to see that as points. As they earlier, GM Brand, maybe in Texas, they will not see that as a positive for against Floyd Mayweather and Grant. Bottom.
Well, Doc, I'm just having a strange feeling about this fight, Doc. As Lady A was all over me earlier today when I said this.
Rudy. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Get off. Stop the drinking.
Hey, Doc, the great Lady A voice. Similar sentiment earlier today.
Listen, Rooney. He's gotta be able to hit him in the body and catch him. That's it. He's gotta catch him.
But why don't there's an old saying, Doc, and I don't want Lady A to take this the wrong way, but there's an old saying that, you know, the old lion skin's got to make way for the young lions. You know? I mean, nothing stays the same forever.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a trend point. Mayweather is not an old lion.
No, he's not.
Mayweather is in the prime of a lionhood, if you want. Listen, and to you, Rooney, said this before, there's only three people who live in that ring. The first, Ali, who never fought that year. Sugar Ray Robinson, won as a welterweight. Never lost a fight as a welterweight. Lost a fight to a middleweight against a welterweight. And a 135. Guys that were just unmatched. You know, the 140. So, I mean, and maybe this is whether doesn't have it all, but we've said the things about Floyd that he prime of his career, he's a guy who takes sports serious, but more importantly, he's fundamentally sound and he understands that boxing is about, you know, and Lady A by fireworks, like Mayweather, he is Alvarez fights Alvarez. And not going to fight him. So,
you guys want to hear something? I'm going to tell you this. He has what? He had a five-fight contract with Showtime. Alvarez is going to be his second one. These next three fights that come, he's got three more fights after this. I don't really see anybody really out there that's going to really give him much competition. I'm just saying that right now.
But, hey, do you and Doc really think he's going to be ready by September to fight this kid? This kid's a bull. You think he's going to be
listen
ready
to me.
September to fight
listen
this
to me.
Kid?
This guy,
but Rooney,
listen to me. This guy,
shape.
Listen. Rooney. This guy sleeps and eats and everything in the gym. Do you understand that concept?
That's true. You're right.
Okay. It's like Doc was saying about Doc was saying about your man Sugar Ray Leonard. Okay.
That's my guy. Sugar.
I saw Sugar Ray Leonard on TV. I would say maybe 6 months ago, and he still looks like he could box. I'm waiting for him and Harold Weston to fight right now.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Hey, you know something? Hey, I got to tell you something.
And I'm not just talking about
he
looks okay. Wait, we're Rooney. I'm not even just telling you he looks okay. He looks like I could wash my clothing on his stomach.
No, he does
okay?
Look good. He does.
That's
I see him.
How
he does.
Tight his stomach looks, Sugar Ray.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you, A, and I want to tell you too, Doc, that my guy LaPorte once had what they call a legend fight, an old-timers fight. He once had, my boy Laporte, once had what they call the legend fight with a former champion, Bill Costello. So, A, it might not be that far from the truth, because they actually had a legend rumble a long, long time ago with my guy, former featherweight champion Laporte, and former featherweight champion Bill Costello.
I want to see my man Harold fight him. My man Harold.
I'm gonna tell Harold
to pour some of that little TCB in his hair though. It'd be nice and slick.
You bad, man. You're so bad.
Put the TCB in his hair, like for the afro.
Ollie Dunlap that you know, you talked about Ray being in shape, Lady A, but Ollie Dunlap things, Doc Stanley blogging audio, never quite live from Fort Zoo, the capital city in the site. We're catching live from the Chaba Jara Hotel, the hotel in all of another Ali Brazic, AG Production, Jason Cole, and Marina Park. Now, Ali Dunlap said that Ray Lewis, what Mayweather has, the other great, Ray Lewis understood what champion. You know, it's a thing, Jordan. You know, whenever you see Michael Jordan, you know, Michael has the look of the way he dressed. Even I don't wear a tie. Ollie had of a chin. And I said, you know, if that he had to be at 7 o'clock, because he was there at 6:30. To you, as well as to the people that you represent, that may well say, I ain't never loved nobody better. And Ray understood, you know, Ray understood what the game and he was to what it means to himself. There's a certain decorum. There's a certain that you must always have because you never know. And when you're talking about a Ray Leonard, Ali Lewis, right, the world is always cognizant of you.
You know who's like that, Doc? You know who I feel is like that right now? I think Sergio Martinez is like that. Martinez, he's very well spoken, very, you know, I'm talking to you about as far as understanding the role. As far as understanding the role, Martinez is like that. Sergio Martinez is very much like that. Very well dressed, very well spoken. And the way he carries himself.
Before Joe came on, we talked about Derek Jeter in the same way. Derek Jeter, this is what would, well, Joe, my good boxing buddy, Joe loves boxing. And that they are made and saluting shots to Derek Jeter was to live in the market in existence, to be in the fishbowl at the end of the world. And to handle that without any and walk a fine. And to take you to understand what it means to be, and because you are your honor champion, and you understand what it means, and his the great line that not, but you are role models. It you don't have a choice. I mean, and this guy who have inspired. The thing is what we talked about, the understanding obligation. And Gail says, God is first, my family and friends is second. Obligation they have to not only themselves, the sport that they represent. And this is the bottom line of us as African Americans, as Hispanic. Great line of Arthur Robert. We have to be just as good to get. And we always have to be on the defense, but because the opportunity is an opportunity, once again, we have to be twice as good to get half a chance in the sports across any venue of everything that the best has ever done has been a person. Okay, if it ain't Ali, if it ain't Willie Mays, it's Barry, it's Tiger Woods in golf, it's the Williams in tennis. You know what I mean? Hey, in football here. I mean, right now, we want to salute him, who signed early last week. Played his last game. He's going to go on with frightening. Lionel Messi will now be together. That's Scott and Michael Jordan. That's going to be so basically my favorite with Donnie being on the same team through him championship. So, I mean, you know, we understand as we have to bring people because we have to build a half a chance. And the media, I mean, this thing with Russell, what's that got to do with the guy? Is damn well, you're talking some kind of one. So the year you're talking about felon, you know, about Rocky Graziano, just military, you know, they boasted LaMotta being a. So I think those things into the bottom line comes down to the fact that Mayweather, Ali, my late friend Jose Torres told me, he said, everything does is, you know, teaching that you don't keep down low. Don't move your head. You don't back head. Fundamentally sound, and we understand we have to be twice as good. And that's just, you know, that's just the bottom line.
Well, Doc, you speak the truth, and if I just may say an interject, I know we're probably running out of time. I just want to say this, and I want to bounce this off the great Lady A also, that you know something, Doc? In Alvarez, Floyd may finally have found his Joe Frazier, the one guy that can just bring out the really, you know, you figure a guy that's like 39 and 040 and 0, you know that there's greatness there without question. But, yes, Doc.
Can I, is your father there? Let me
He's not available, but I'll answer the question. What was it, Doc? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that, Doc. What I know, I missed something good and smart, Alecky, but I didn't hear it. What was it, Lady A? I missed it, too. You know, because when Doc has that mischievous laugh like that, Lady A, I know he said something that wasn't only poignant and great, but smart Alecky to boot, and I missed it.
Stanley, Live Talk with Zil Sabajara, for the business day this year. I see the sponsors tonight, producer and Sally, Jada Hotel, will be broadcasting from Marina Park, JG, but also the one and the only Shapitos. These are sponsors tonight. Gang, we're going to break off here real quickly. Lady, who you say in closing? And as Winnie was.
Hello.
Yeah. We're closing now. What's on Lady A's mind real quickly before we leave? What do you say to the world?
What am I gonna say right now? Stay tuned to June 8th because you're gonna see fireworks between Josecito Lopez and Marcos Maidana next Saturday.
Fireworks.
Last thoughts and memories here. Mel. Oh, yeah. Is that my cue? Hey, look, I just wanted to say this, Doc, that, hey, it's been an absolute blast with the great Lady A joining us. I mean, you know, what can I say about that? I mean, Lady A, I mean, that just says it all. I mean, the great Dr. Stanley, the mic's on, lights off. It's been an absolute awesome blast. And again, we've been brought to you by the Trust in God, the radio network. I've been absolutely honored to be here as always. And I look forward to hopefully next week hearing the dulcet tones of the good doctor, the Lady A, in the Sports and Deb Nation.
In room.
Has been here. Is the good doctor still with us? Is the great Lady A still with us?
I'm with you. I'm here.
I hear our music, eh?
With that, today, service to others, we wish you could be a space on Earth. And with that, Marvin Gaye will close us out. And Harry Potter, that's closing. That's the next thing. not sponsored out.
Thank you for joining us for this installment of Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. We hope you join us, and please tell a friend about Sports in Depth, heard every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. on SAR FM Radio.
Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't. Stop living, oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see? Let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to love, you got love. Save the babies. Oh, the little fear, you got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children. But who really cares? Who's willing to try?
Broadcasting live for the Laser Company. Once tonight, I'm going to be done. So, for the production, to be done.
Rock. That's what.